AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A break in the case of a major online leak of classified military documents. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department arrested Jack Douglas Teixeira in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information.
Our Nauman Merchant has more on the suspect.
Teixeira was serving in the Guard for a couple of years and is alleged to have posted on an internet chat room months of documents that have U.S. secrets about military readiness in Ukraine and what the U.S. is doing to collect intelligence on allies and foes alike.
The Justice Department is going to the Supreme Court over a lower court ruling involving the abortion pill mifepristone. Donna Warder on that ruling.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled late Wednesday that women could still access the abortion drug mifepristone, but it could only be given up to 7 weeks of pregnancy, and it could no longer be dispensed by mail.
Florida's Republican-dominated legislature has approved a bill banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Governor Ron DeSantis expected to sign. Donald Trump back in New York dealing with more legal troubles, Lisa Dwyer explains.
Former President Donald Trump has visited the offices of New York's Attorney General for his second deposition in a legal battle over his company's business practices, answering questions for around 7 hours. In his first deposition, Trump refused to answer questions, invoking the Fifth Amendment. The Republican met Thursday with lawyers from the Attorney General's office who sued Trump last year, claiming that Trump misled banks and others about the value of his assets. He denies that. This lawsuit is not related to his historic arraignment last week in another case. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A tech consultant arrested in the stabbing death of Cash App founder Bob Lee in San Francisco. This is AP News. More rain in the forecast for South Florida as people try to mop up after a deluge that caused flooding.
Motorist Amanda Valentine says her car was lifted by floodwaters on a major Fort Lauderdale thoroughfare at the height of the rainstorm Wednesday.
I thought it was going to drown because I couldn't get my door open at first.
Police say they had to help hundreds of people trapped in vehicles as cars floated away.
Oh my.
More than 2 feet of rain was recorded around Fort Lauderdale's International Airport. Mark Winter was hoping to fly home to Seattle.
Water was coming up over the wall into the tunnel that you pass through to go to the rental car return. And it looked like a waterfall.
An airport worker told him no flights were going in or out, so he slept on the floor in the terminal. Broward County schools are closed through the weekend. Some of them took on water as well. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.